When two companies come together, essentially overnight, you're going to see a dramatic increase in the number of applications that an organization has to secure and support. Yet at the same time, visibility, this is going to drive me nuts, visibility actually reduces. Managers are made responsible for individuals assigning rights across applications for which they've potentially never seen before, they're unfamiliar with. They don't really understand the true business impact of providing those rights. We find ourselves in a situation where no single individual has a complete understanding of the IT estate. Again, a potential risk. Given that we talked about risk planning being strongly centered on the experience and knowledge within an organization, when two organizations come together, the challenge is essentially, or arguably, greater than the sum. Throughout this process of merger and bringing together these two organizations, the drivers for audit and compliance remain. We still have to address the same challenges. So let's take a look at some of the security challenges that we face. From an identity perspective, we need to know who has access. What access do they have? And what does that mean in a business context? What specialist skills are required to understand and validate access? How do we audit and report on compliance? Who's got access across the merged organizations? The challenges are made harder with the limited understanding of the services, applications, infrastructure that we now have. New organization, new services, new business units. We need to provision access quickly, but in a controlled and auditable way. We have managers responsible for services requesting access to new applications on behalf of their team. Do they understand the impact of providing access? We need to look at our data centers. We need to review and harden those data centers in line with corporate policy. The policy itself needs to be looked at and reviewed, given that we've brought together two potentially different approaches. We need to ensure that the services are secured and compliant. Trying to keep this together. The number of services and end users increased dramatically. Services need, from the external perspective, to continue seamlessly. We have to project a seamless merger of teams, technology, and organizations. But within the organization, we tend to see a large number of services, an array of different approaches to security, especially noticeable in the banking industry. A lot of bespoke applications, many of which have different security and access layers that have been developed either by individuals, different technologies that have come about at different times, or just simply different approaches to achieving the same goal. When we start bringing this together and we have a larger number of applications, then we have to start thinking about a more standard approach. Now, I know Peter this morning's presentation, and I'm sure throughout the day, we've talked about different IBM technologies. Technology alone is not the answer here. As IBM have said, and certainly Pirion believe very strongly in, it's about the right combination of process, procedure, and technology. Experience in this space is critical to a successful project. Tivoli Identity Manager, leveraged by the world's leading organizations for identity management. Tivoli Access Manager for operating systems, controlling access to key applications, controlling access to files, operating systems, blocking both internal security threats and potentially outsiders. Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager is a relatively new product within the portfolio, but has a very intelligent and business-centric approach to managing compliance. IBM talk about the W7 methodology, which is the concept of taking those log files from across your organization and presenting them in a way that an auditor or even the business can understand the, if I remember, the who did what, where did they do it, what on, where from, when to. It's a very smart way of standardizing, if you like, that data you collect. and Tivoli Security Operations Manager, you know, centralizing all of that information in terms of, you know, threats from around your organization to a single point and assessing and giving you some kind of measure of the risk that truly poses to the business. Whilst going through a program to, you know, assess the technology through mergers and acquisitions, companies, you know, really do tend to take the time to look at the overall solution they have across the organization to consider things like, you know, putting in place a single secure key to the door using a solution such as Tivoli Access Manager to control through a central point who has access to applications, simplifying the actual solution but also reducing the complexity from a support perspective. We're seeing a lot of organizations look at enterprise single sign-on, generally an improved user experience, but also from a security perspective, people aren't writing passwords down. There's a great argument for single sign-on being, again, a single key to the door in the sense that your users don't even need to know their passwords. Once they're in, everything behind the scenes can be, you know, very complex and hard to break sort of passwords because they never need to remember or type them in. It also makes sense to adopt a centralized provisioning and deprovisioning solution. And in doing so, you know, bring into the equation user self-service. I think one of the, you know, the most measurable returns on investment is around user self-service for password resets. You speak to any service desk manager and get a figure on how many of their calls are around simple password resets. So, reviewing our experience in the space, we've essentially put together a list of common challenges we see, which I want to go through now. And I think, you know, I'm certainly very interested in your feedback as to whether these are things that are actually your organization is facing as well. We're very keen as an organization to allow a distinction between the teams that run IT services and the business users to whom the services are provided. We believe in allowing the business essentially to be controlled by those who best understand the risks associated with the given job roles and access permissions. And I think that's something that you'll see in some of these challenges and solutions that we've put forward. So the first one here is about enabling the business with the information they need to make key decisions regarding risk. So we want to provide the business with real-time views of who has access and what that access really means, including, you know, historical snapshot in time reports. The business views of access need to be in a more readable form than we tend to find at the moment. So rather than saying that John Smith has access to database X on server Y, we want to be able to say to the business, John, a member of the sales team who works for Jane, who is a sales director, has access to accounts payable. Trying to get a more business-centric spin, if you like, more understandable information as to what, you know, access permissions actually mean. The third point is very much about making the business accountable for the permissions that, you know, their employees, if you like, have. Given that a manager knows his or her team, they're probably best qualified to manage joiners, movers, and leavers. A manager should be best placed to validate permissions that his or her team need to do their job. Likewise, a manager should be best placed to certify that access to confirm that the people in the team and the access they currently have is the right access for their job. So again, it's about making them accountable. And finally, we have a lot of data typically in our identity management solutions or across our user repositories. If we can bring that together, we can really start to leverage that data to provide some business value, to provide reports that can really help assess where we are and the risks we take. Demonstrate to an auditor we have controls and good practice in place. Linked in with number six as well about demonstrating a long-term commitment. So we need to demonstrate a long-term commitment to audit. Audits should never really be about preparing for an imminent audit. They shouldn't be about you know, rushing around, pulling together reports, trying to provide a list of who's got access to what because an auditor's coming in. If you find yourself in the situation whereby you're spending a lot of time preparing for an audit, you really have to ask yourself the question as to whether you deserve to pass that audit. If you put in place process, procedure, technology, and best practice, then an audit shouldn't really be presenting you with a real challenge. You should be in the point where you know you're compliant. You know, we have to step away a little bit from a lot of the press and these standards that are coming out and these audit requirements and consider that they are there for a good reason. They're there to demonstrate that you are protecting, you know, your customers' data. So it's not something that should be seen as a line to cross or a hoop to jump through. It is just something that should be, you know, business as usual for organizations. We've touched on providing better reports and identity and access, and that's certainly something that we regularly face. And one of the largest challenges that we certainly face is around orphan account management. So I'm guessing everybody's familiar with the concept of orphan accounts, but for those of you that aren't, essentially, within an organization, every account that exists on every application or service should have an owner. If that account allows you to actually do something, then it should essentially be traceable back to an individual. So orphan account management is about identifying accounts that don't have owners. Now, you know, in many cases, there are good reasons for those accounts. You know, certain software requires certain levels of access and permissions. In that case, we should still have a custodian that actually owns and actually is responsible for that account. And the final challenge we regularly face is around segregation of duties, which is also known as separation of duties in the US. And that's very much about looking across your applications and identifying combinations of access permissions or privileges that individuals have, which potentially pose a threat to the business. Is there anything else coming in? Oh, honestly, it's fantastic, is it? So one of the things we want to do today is take a look at a couple of case studies and talk to you about, you know, the way we've actually addressed some of this, you know, head on. So over the past 18 months or so, Perion have worked very closely with a number of IBM Tivoli customers. In doing so, we've been looking to address the challenges essentially outlined in this presentation. One customer in particular, who's a very well-known bank, has actually worked very closely with us to help us develop a solution, if you like, which addresses all these challenges. It's very much driven by our friend Sarbanes-Oxley, which, although it affects a very small number of UK-based companies, for those companies is a very, very significant challenge, and one, unlike a lot of legislation, which actually, you know, it's a legal requirement. You know, people can go to jail if they can't demonstrate compliance. So this organization has an implementation of Tivoli Identity Manager, and Perion were engaged along with IBM to look at how we could leverage that technology, but also customize it where required to address the specific requirements of compliance within the bank. Stop moving on its own now, Pete, you'll be glad to know. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on this slide. It is a timeline, and these slides will be available online. But, you know, this wasn't a quick project. You know, these projects are not something that you achieve overnight. The original contact with this customer was back in February 2007, where we went in with IBM to perform a pilot, essentially, of Identity Manager and a segregation of duties enhancement, which Perion had developed for ITIM. You can remember this is going back a few years before IBM themselves were, you know, addressing some of these challenges in the technology. We went into pilot June 2007, and following a successful pilot and a lot of work, we went into production in December 2007. The key milestone, I think, for Perion and IBM in this project probably would be December 2008. At this point, the solution is essentially managing the bank, group's identities, and SOX critical applications. So we're at the point where the solution has been audited, and, you know, we've demonstrated controls are in place. We're now actually working with the bank to extend the scope of this project to go beyond the SOX applications and you know, essentially apply the same levels of control and visibility to the rest of the business critical apps. So, very, very simplistic diagram for those security experts among you. Essentially, what we have here is fairly standard Tivoli Identity Manager, directory integrated implementation, and we have the administration team interacting with ITIM, but we've added a layer on top here, just a bespoke interface for the business users. And this is the layer that really, it's almost an abstraction layer, which takes information from within ITIM and presents it in a way that the business users can more easily interact with it, understand what it means in the business context, and actually work with the underlying technology. So let's talk a bit about the interface. So I think I've already mentioned that customers wanted to pass the day-to-day management of accounts back to the business. In order to achieve this, we really required a simplified, you know, business-centric interface, something that had an element of workflow to it, that notified people that things needed to be done, and you know, led them through the process of recertifying employees or managing the members of their teams. And that's essentially what this interface does. You have the concept of my team, my employees. And you can drill down, you can look at the people. We're not collecting anything differently to what we would have collected with the Tivoli software. We're just presenting a more business-centric view of it. The simple interface essentially enables improved audit and control through allowing managers to administer the teams. They can report somebody's missing from the team. They can request somebody to be added to their team. The second major challenge was around access recertification. And again, using the simplified interface, we present all of the data for all the people. My synchronized here. Moving on again, aren't I? Here we go. The technology presents a view of your team and the people in your team, but more importantly, it notifies you of any new accounts that that people actually have or any extended permissions that have been given to them. This means that you're constantly notified of changes to the security of the employees in your team. You can then go back in and you can actually confirm that they are correct. Within the solution as well, risk officers can actually schedule what we call recertification cycles. So they can say, well, you know, next Monday, you know, within 48 hours, I want you to recertify all accounts across this application, which then automatically notifies all the managers who have employees with access to those applications with a request to recertify. Obviously, that's all recorded for audit purposes, and reports can be generated to demonstrate recertification. From an orphan account management perspective, well, we've talked about the challenges of orphan account management. You know, it's very easy to stop people logging on as root. It's a little bit more difficult to track all of those accounts on every application. And I think the key thing that we've done differently here is about making application owners responsible for accounts on their application. So we see this very much as a responsibility of an application owner to deal with any accounts that can't be associated with an actual person within the organization. And again, that's driven by reports and workflows. It actually provides some simple search functions for an application owner to find the user and actually link the orphan account that's been discovered with the actual physical person within the solution. Segregation of duties was, to be fair, a bit more of a challenge. Most organizations have some basic controls to try and prevent people getting conflicting access rights. But it's incredibly difficult to be able to identify post the provision phase what the actual situation is. We created a method of analyzing permissions across applications down to the individual attribute level on a particular application or service. And we provided a simple interface, again, to create a piece of logic which essentially can be considered as an LDAP query, where you can build a picture of the accounts or the combination of privileges that you're actually looking for. And the tool, again, will actually notify you of accounts that have a particular conflict and tell you that you have to deal with it. And again, through some simple workflow, you have the option of saying, well, let's deprovision those rights, or let's give some dispensation. We know that the reason that breach exists is because, you know, Jane's on maternity leave, therefore somebody's covering her role. From an audit point of view, as long as you've identified it and someone's taken responsibility from that, you know, you're in a pretty good position of control. We also drive a lot of this from email. Again, a simple interface, but, you know, notifying a manager that an account actually is in breach and telling them to go into the tool and deal with it is actually a very, very powerful method as well of just getting people to react and respond and deal with potential threats in the organization in a more proactive way. Finally, audit and reporting. So, going back, the auditors are going to want to know, how did a user gain access? Who approved their access and when did they approve the access? Is their access regularly reviewed? What's the history of the access? What changes have been made over time? Who authorized the changes? So again, by forcing changes through a standard tool set and making sure behind the scenes you have a good audit log, you can report, you can show timelines. We call it sometimes, I heard him the day, was it the bleeding of access rights or access bleeding, where, you know, people just get a little bit more permission, a little bit more permission based on specific requirements, and being able to, you know, review that and pull that together and report on it is very, very important. And we provide a number of out-of-the-box reports built on Tivoli Common Reporting, which is IBM standard, or BERT, as it's also known, just to allow you to extract this data and present it in a more meaningful way. So that's one example, very quickly, of a solution around SOX compliance. Very limited what we can cover in a short slot, but if anybody wants to talk about it in more detail, then more than happy to continue that. I think what's key here is this particular solution is currently delivering business controls for 1 million accounts and 80,000 users in production today. So, you know, the good thing about this technology is it's incredibly scalable and flexible in terms of you don't have any limitations in terms of the number of applications or the different types of applications from which you can extract information and analyze it. I'm losing the battle with this automatic presentation, and I will be finding whoever set this up for me. The solution we've put in place as well, really, having talked to a number of customers and, you know, with IBM partnered in a number of discussions with customers, it's more than just a SOX solution. These challenges exist in local authorities with the new Government Connect scheme. They exist in pretty much every bank and financial institution we've talked to. So, you know, there's an awful lot of you know, repeat value, I think, in the solution that we've got. It's a very good example. Okay. Very quickly, I wanted to talk about a second case study, which is slightly different, but equally a challenge of acquisitions and mergers. This is another bank, recently acquired another bank, which at one time would have given you a clue as to who it was, but these days it could be many different customers. They basically themselves had a large number of bespoke applications, and the merger really just created an even larger challenge in terms of support. It's exactly what we were talking about earlier in the presentation. They recognized that with the array of different approaches to security, they really needed to standardize, they needed to put in place, you know, some kind of, you know, standard access point to all of their applications. Otherwise, they couldn't even support what they had, never mind move forward. The acquisition brought in new staff, new roles, new responsibilities. Also, they lost people. You know, they were presented with a huge challenge in understanding even some of the services that support, you know, the key offerings to their customers. The cost of training staff to support the existing solutions was considered to be too high. They acknowledged that the model needed to change from build in-house to buy. They needed to go out there and buy some technology that would allow them to address this challenge. They wanted the capability to control access from a single point, and again, they needed one model, but with the flexibility to adopt different levels of security depending on the application that's been accessed, be that a simple password or be that multi-factor authentication. They also needed to ensure that the solution they put in place had some longevity to it. They wanted to make sure that once it invested in this solution, that it would be something for the long term. Being waived time now, so give me one second. The solution we put in place essentially was delivering a centralized, login application, which provided this single point of access to all applications. Now, it's not obvious to the end user that they're going via a third-party authentication point. They get a very tailored web page depending on the application they're accessing. But from the solution point of view, this is actually all being controlled by one application, and it's built on trusts between the Active Directory and the end applications that are running on WebSphere. It's a workflow-based solution, so we have this wonderful flexibility of being able to have different levels of security for different applications, and we even have the ability for the application to request a step-up in actual validation of the account in order to allow access to certain functions. So you could log in with a single password, then you could be asked to provide a token ID if you're trying to do some administration-type functions. The solution is built on Tivoli Access Manager for your business, a product which is proven worldwide to support thousands of users, and it's extendable on a project-by-project basis. So again, we have a very gradual rollout of the solution. Essentially, it's adaptable to support the requirements of all backend applications. It's a central point of control, and it's one model embracing access, audit, and compliance. And I believe that was my last slide.